Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. Got one of my favorite guys I used to watch and play against in the National Football League, Ike Taylor. Two-time Super Bowl champ with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also played for one of my favorite coaches, and Bill Cowher. Always wanted to play for Bill, by the way. And we're just going to get into, man, a lot of different things. One thing that I saw to come up just recently is he is into combat sports. This was a cool thing for me to see. I know he's been training a little bit. He got his new cigar line dropping out, so I'll let him talk a little bit about that. But most importantly, man, he played – in a time of football where it was different, right? You can go out and have these big hits and not as many penalties and flags. And, you know, we played in that era of football. And also we'll get into a little bit about the 17-game regular season schedule now and how that affects with everybody. So, Ike Taylor. What's up, my dude?
Man, chilling. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
But no, I see you with the lights out, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know, we working, man. We working. We trying to get my MMA league back up and going right now, too. You know, because I trained a couple, still train a couple days with a lot of the MMA guys from my league and these cats out here. So,
you gonna do any fighting or you just training?
Nah, you know. So I got my league. We're on Fox Sports right now. So Fox Sports picked us up. Like not this past May, but the May before that. And then we've been shut down since the pandemic.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I remember you getting into a couple little, you know, little combats though. I remember you being about it.
To this day. So I took on boxing. So I actually be sparring. So
have you thought about like really doing it though, or you just kinda doing it to stay in shape?
I do it to stay in shape, but I feel like I can actually fight. This is like now I know how to fight. So at first I just like to fight, but now I'm like, okay, I really know how to fight. So I really be sparring. So I be going to Houston a lot to go spar my homeboy. My homeboy Regis Prograis. He's a welterweight.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's my dog from New Orleans. But yeah, as far as like sparring, I be sparring. And that boxing or MMA, man, it's your mind got to be all the way different, bro. All the way different. All the way different.
And I tell so many cats about this, right? So we already come from a background where we're strong, we're fast, we're explosive, athletic. So we already walking into the ring or the cage, we already coordinated, right? So we're not going to step it over our left feet. We got to learn how to pivot and do all this other stuff. We already got that. It's really learning the fact of sitting on your punch or turning over on your punch. Right, stepping into your jab and just learning the craft. So I'm interested, man. How was that? What made you kind of transition and trying out the sport?
I always been a fan of it. I wish I would have did it. I wish I would have trained more in the off season, because, I mean, you know, Sean, like training for a combat sport is we say football is mental, but it's this is all the way mental. Like it's damn, I really got a dude trying to knock me out. You know what I'm saying? And there is no helmet. There is no pads. There is nothing. Like, this is really a combat sport. So I said, man, let me try. Let me try to stay in shape. So I did it a few times. I don't know if you ever heard of the Pittsburgh kid, a boxer, Paul Spadafore. So back in the day, coming out of Pittsburgh, like, he was the real deal before he got into some trouble. He was a real deal. Like, he sparred with Mayweather, Zab, Judah. Like, he was that guy. I said, man, let me just try boxing. Try boxing because I wanted to get in a different kind of shape. And I was like, man, like, football shape and fighting shape is two different shapes. Like, I can go into a football game knowing I'm in boxing shape any day. So I started sparring like 2005. That's when I started sparring. But I ain't really get into it till like 2014. But once I got into it, I was all the way in it. When I retired, I was all the way into boxing. So, you know, it's different, bro. Like, people can say what they won't say, but MMA and combat fighting and boxing, it's not built. Just how we say football ain't built for everybody. You can step that up about three more notches. Between MMA and boxing, it's not for everybody, bro. It's you gotta love punching somebody in the face. You gotta love giving pain and getting pain back on you. You gotta love it, because if you don't love it, you're gonna get your ass knocked out. So that's what I love about it. Like, pain was never an issue for me. I just had to learn the art of boxing, you know, the breathing, the taking the hits in the face, and the building up the calluses in the body. Like, you know, you just gotta get used to and absorb pain. You gotta have a poker face when it hurt, but you can't show your opponent that it hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little bit different, you know. If you're a star in the football and you get the wind knocked out of you, they go to a commercial break. In MMA or boxing, man, you gotta move around the ring and show your opponent, which he's gonna see it anyway. But show them it really don't hurt. Like, the mindset all the way different.
Different.
When it comes to it, bro.
And I say this all the time, because we so used to in football, and it's not a bad thing, it's just what we're used to doing, that we're so like bottled up with energy and spurts of energy and using your strength. But in boxing and MMA, that can hurt you, right? Because you use all your strength and you go through a big flurry and you throw all your jabs, or you go to take somebody down and they get out of it or they survive it, and now you gassed. Right. So that was like, for me, one of the because I'm a strong dude, you know, in the gym, in the weight room, but that don't matter. Right. When you get in there, it don't matter. You see somebody that is half your size or whatever, but they learn how to turn on their punches, or they learn how to turn on their kicks, and they learn how to, you know, open their hips up and do certain things. Now you're sitting around like, how they do that?
It's the art, bro. And, you know, fight for 3 minutes is a long time. Fight for 3 minutes for 15 rounds. Like, I can fight for 15 rounds for 3 minutes now, because I've learned the art and how to conserve my energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, it's like what you said, like, rah, 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 rah. It was more, man, let me let all this testosterone out ASAP.
Right.
But size didn't matter. Speed didn't matter. And, you know, I'm a huge Bruce Lee fan. And one of his favorite sayings worldwide is, be like water. You know what I'm saying?
So, be like water, yeah.
You know,
have you seen the documentary?
You got to adapt to whatever your surrounding is. You got to adapt. That just like water. You can put water in anything. It's going to form itself up, whatever the shape is. And that's what you got to be when it comes to combat fighting. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of portrayed it. So that's what I put into my repertoire. But yeah, bro, this is it's difficult, man. And it's not for everybody.
It's not. So do you ever see yourself even one day taking a because I had AP on, I had Adrian on, like, I think about a month ago. He said when he done, man, he definitely want to, if not a charity boxing match, he definitely want to do some amateur stuff, whatever, because he was boxing too. Do you ever see yourself possibly?
Yeah, I want to do one professional fight. I want to do one. And this dude don't really even know it, but I've been watching him for a minute. I don't know if you heard of him, Kendall Gill, the basketball player.
100%.
I think he's 3-0 in professional fighting, and people don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he's one of the athletes that, you know, turned over into a combat fight and wound up being successful at it. So, yeah, it's a few guys, and matter of fact, I saw B. Marshall. You know, I saw him train, and I'm willing to spar anybody. You know what I'm saying?
So you saying right now, B. Marshall wanted to get in the ring, you with it, 100%.
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. 100%. That don't matter. Once you, your mindset got to be different, bro. Hitting the bag is cool.
Yeah,
but actually getting in the ring is and you know this, like, you've seen a lot of practice players. Like, oh my gosh, this dude hits.
Practice all-stars, yep.
A Pro Bowl practice player. But then when you see him getting the game, it's like, damn, man, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Don't lie to me.
Right.
You know, so same thing in boxing or combat sports. Like, damn, but that boy hitting the bag, something decent. But, okay, let's put him in the ring. Put him in the ring.
No show, nothing.
It's like, oh Lord, have mercy, man. Let's, bro, stick to the bag.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's. I mean, with anybody,
because if you know the bag can have you feeling all like you can box, you can fight. You ask me, oh yeah, I box. I said, listen, man, that's a whole different ball. That's for show stuff, man. You want to go in and, you know, stay in shape or something, but that's not really fighting.
That bag ain't hitting back, Sean. You know what I'm saying? Like that bag ain't. And then when you find somebody who in the same mindset as you, it's like, and the mindset got to be like, to the death of this. You know, that's how the mindset is in combat sports, to the death of this. And you got to think, you got to train like, ain't no referees. So that's how I train. Like, ain't no referees about to stop this. I don't want no referees. You know what I'm saying? Once you get a mindset like ain't no referees, man, it's to the death, Sean. So that's where I'm at with. So I said I'm gonna wait till my son, he in eighth grade. So I'm gonna wait till he get to high school and get established. And then I'll go one professional. But yeah, as far as like sparring, man, I get in the ring with anybody.
I'm gonna set that up too, because I know to be Marsh looking for work. But one thing I want to ask you though too, because y'all the teams y'all had back when you were playing, y'all had some dogs, man. I'm like, and I know we always, and I hate seeming like the old guy that's like, oh yeah, the league saw me. Everybody knows the league is different, right? They change the rules, you know, no helmet, you know, we get that part of it. But I think the different type of cats, man, y'all, Joey, you know, Joey Porter and all, you know, Casey Hampton, y'all had some. Like some real bona fide dogs, man. And tell me about that. Tell me about them teams you played on, man. And do you still keep in contact with some of them guys?
I got two group texts. We got the 05 Super Bowl and we got the 2008 Super Bowl. And it's around 20 guys per group text on my phone, always going dead because we're always texting each other, right? And our kids call, you know, each other uncles. But for me, it was, they brainwashed me. Like my linebackers, and you play linebackers, my linebackers brainwashed me. My linebackers felt at one point in time, knocking somebody out was better than catching an interception at the cornerback position. Like, man, we just need you to cover. But on this run support, I need you to take the soul out of another grown man. Like, that was the motto in the locker room. Take the soul out of another grown man. And how you do that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
You keep chopping that tree down. Keep hit them as, I don't care what his size is, hit them as hard as you can, as long as you can for the whole 4 quarters. He gonna fold. So, and that was from, you know, James Harrison and Lamar Woodley, Joey Porter, Clark Hagans, and James, and Larry Foote, and Lawrence Simmons. And Vince Williams, yeah. those Ryan Shade, them little young studs, man. If you play linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, your whole mindset is run through a brick wall and not think twice about it. Like we love coming to the sideline and saying I got a body. Like dang, bro, you knocked him out. Like yeah, put a body on my resume. Yeah, I got one. Like that was the whole thing in Pittsburgh
when I was playing.
Put a body on a resume. So, and that's just that kind of brainwashed the secondary. So we felt the same way, but it started with the linebackers. Like, man, put a body on a resume. Like, and to this day, you know, like you say, the rules have changed, so you gotta adjust. You gotta adjust to the rule change. And I was part of that rule curving a little bit, you know, to not being as aggressive. Protecting the players. But now we're going to 17 games. I'm like, are we really protecting the players? Like y'all saying, y'all taking a preseason game out, but y'all doing 17.
Right.
And I just saw the TV deal, you know, for $100-something billion. You know what I'm saying? So we really, in 3 more years, if the ratings go up, y'all going to restructure that TV deal to make 18. So y'all going to say two preseason games and, you know, 18 games. So are y'all really protecting the player? That's how I look at it from a player standpoint. From a business standpoint, as an owner, I get it. But you know how it is. Like,
yeah,
they changed the rules so they're able to do that now. Back in the day, how we played, Sean?
That's my whole thing, right? And I know the game is different and they don't have, you know, back-to-back 2-a-days and lining up in Oklahoma drills, and I'm sure Bill Cowher had you guys at the time doing that. I mean, he was, you know, and him and Marty Schottenheimer were friends, so they had kind of the same type of mentality. You couldn't, the way we played the game back then, reckless with our bodies, you can't move it to a 17 game season because you talk about head stuff, you know, CTE and traumas and tears and pulls and everything else, joints. guys have been completely done.
Kill the head, the body will follow. That was the whole defense on the Pittsburgh. Kill the head and the body will follow. You know, and people talk about CTEs. I'm like, man, I really knew how to play football when I got to the league. Y'all got to understand, we've been playing football since we were small. So picture all the coaches who didn't know any better when we was growing up as youngsters. Like, is the CTE just caught up with you when you was in the league? Like, you get to the league and you finally understand how to tackle. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I be telling people, like, man, they be like, how you feel about the CTEs and the brain? I said, oh, this happened when we was young. This ain't really happened when we got in the league. This just was a buildup while we was playing. If you was playing Pop One to AU, then you went to middle school, then you went to high school. So picture all the coaches who really just didn't know no better. They had that old school mentality. You finally get to the league, you finally learn how to tackle. Really?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But brain-wise, it's too late.
And then that's how we learn.
Correct.
Right? Like you said, we learn by going out and catching a body. You catch a guy coming across the middle or doing whatever, and I got one, right? And normally, if you're knocking somebody out, you're 95% of the time you're using your head. So for me, like when I got to the league, it was cemented. That's how I play the game, and nothing's going to change. So I'm glad that I was out at the right time, because I would have been playing for free. You know, like them game checks would have been ripped right from me every game.
Yeah, all day in America. All day, like. How we used to play, man, we probably would have played 4 games.
100%.
Yeah, we probably would have played the max 6, maybe 8. But how we played then, but I get it, man. My son played, and he's probably one of the best tacklers I done seen. He's 14.
He's 14, okay.
Yeah, so I get it, and I respect it. You got to adjust, you know, to your surroundings and adapt. So I get that part, but how we play, bro, like you say, we would have been playing for free. And our motto was, you know, either take the soul out of grown man or kill a head and body will follow.
Yep. Does your son take on your mentality? My son, Tim, he played football, but he played quarterback and like safety. He's like, he's not the same mentality as me. You know, he's more like Gronk or something like that. He has that mentality. He doesn't have my mentality. Your son have your mentality at all? You see that in him?
Yeah, my son is, one, he's a superior athlete, so he's way more athletic than I ever was at the age of 14.
Yep.
Two, he wants to create his own legacy. So, he plays safety receiver. But, you know, down here in Florida, these kids feel like they was born to play football. That's if you look at the NFL roster and look at the top guys coming from one state or a county, either it's Dade County, Broward County, or Hollywood, Florida, like them guys coming from around here. And that's all my son been playing around. So he had to understand fast, like, I gotta be a dog ASAP.
Right.
So he's very aggressive on defense. He's probably even more aggressive going to get the ball on offense. So that's what I love about this Florida mentality around here. So I'm from New Orleans, and we talk about it all the time. Like, between New Orleans and Miami guys, we feel like we're the same kind of people. You know? So I just instilled that. And my son got to grow up in a locker room. So, you know, his uncles told him, you know, how his mentality should be. And some guys take a liking to it and some kids don't. I'm just glad my son took a liking to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just very fortunate, you know, if for this generation, and I think you would agree, it's more of the work ethic. Like, even though my son got it all, he don't feel entitled. So he always feel like he want to work harder than any other kid, you know? And I say, bro, that's going to take you. I say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And working harder than anybody else is going to take you a long way in life, you know? So that's where he at with it, man. I tell him all the time, man, God dropped me an angel when it came to you, because you just make being a parent easy. And I'm a prideful dad when it comes down to talking about my son.
Yeah. No, you got to, man. And I don't know what your situation was, but my dad wasn't, you know, really around with me growing up. So now that, you know, I'm around my son, he plays ball, you know, and yeah, I talk to him about, you know, the concussions. I talk to him about the right way to play. But he has such a mentality, man, that DNA is a different animal. Like, that when they get that DNA in you, it's like it's nothing you can do. I sometimes I go and I close the door. I remember he was 6-7 years old, and I see my son there doing push-ups and sit-ups with his door closed. You know what I mean? And like that type of thing is already instilled in him. So
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
What else you got going on? I know you got the cigar joint that's happening.
Yeah.
I'm recently to the cigar world. Dawson, when I seen you was in it, I said, okay, all right. So what you got going on?
I'm gonna get Julie to send a few to you. So it's the one of a kind cigar. So it's a Sumatra cigar. It's a medium to bold kind of cigar, you know. So the tobacco come from Lancaster, PA, Connecticut, and it's wrapped in Nicaragua. But I wanted that cigar to my palate and my taste because over 10 years, I'd acquired a certain kind of taste for cigar liking. So I think it took like a year and a half to do. And I took my time with it because I wanted quality out my, you know, product and quantity. So, and right now it's doing real good. So yeah, the one of a kind cigars, you can buy them at Howard G Cigars, but I'll holler at you and I'll make sure you get a few. Just let me know.
What's the website? Can they get them off the website?
Yeah, they go to Instagram. Go to Instagram. So it's at Howard G Cigars. You know.
Okay.
So yeah, man, the cigars doing real more than
Hey, what are you drinking with though? What do you pay? Like, what's the favorite? Because I just got put on with the. I'm not a whiskey person, but when I had a cigar sometime now, I'll do the whiskey. Right. So what's nice to pair with it? Tequila, whiskey, dark.
If you go tequila, I like the añejo, the Sincoro.
Okay.
Right. So give me the añejo Sincoro, on the rocks, a splash of soda water, and 2 limes. Now, if you go with the red wine, drink it with the Austin Hope out of Paso Robles, California. You know, if you want to go with the champagne. They got the Krug champagne, and the Krug is not too expensive for a lot of people. So they can, if it's on a hot day, you want to pour with some champagne, go Krug with the champagne. But yeah, man, I just mix it like depending on how I feel. I just mix it with whatever. But I'm coming out with a lighter cigar because I want people to smoke with their coffee, and lighter cigars is with the leaf. So I'm gonna get a lighter leaf, which probably gonna come from Connecticut, the wrap. So. Yo, I'm all the way into it, bro. I'm all the way into these cigars.
I am now, but this is up to a couple of years ago. I really got into it. I would, you know, smoke a cigar here and there, but I didn't get what you just said. I didn't get and understand the whole palate part of it. you know, pairing and all that stuff. And now, man, it's kind of, you know, once a week or once every few weeks, man, I'll just sit back and I'll just do that.
Yeah, I smoke it. Matter of fact, when Julie called me and told me, hurry up and come on, I was smoking a cigar outside. I smoke a cigar a day, you know. When I'm really on it, I might blow two or three a day. Mm. That's why I've been doing it for like 10 years, though. Heavy. Recreational, I've probably been doing it for like 15. But the last 10, I've been really into my cigars.
Yeah, nah, me too. Hey, my dude, man, I appreciate you for coming on, man. I know you got it going, and I know Julia, she hooked us up. So, man, good looking out. But I'm going to stay in touch. I'm going to get you information once we get off. And then, you know, probably I'm out there in Florida sometime. I don't know what you said. You're in Hollywood. What part of Florida are you in?
No, I'm actually in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando. Okay. I was just out there three months ago doing some stuff with the WWE. So you know, I'll be out there too. When I do that, man, let's definitely get some work in for sure.
Yeah, we'll exchange info and just let me know when you my way, and I'll let you know when I'm your way.
Done deal. You got it.
All right, cool.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman, and that was dope for me for a few different reasons. You know, Ike was a hell of a player, but he has a lot going on with his cigar line, and he's in that world. I'm just newly into the cigar world, what I just picked up maybe a couple years ago. Old Ray Lewis got me a few cigars some years ago, and now I'm hooked, so... that was a great conversation with Ike Taylor. I appreciate him coming on. Thank you guys for listening again. Leave those reviews, those comments. Make sure you subscribe wherever you can find the Lights Out podcast. Tell your friend to tell a friend and tell all your friends and family. Subscribe to that Lights Out podcast. We'll be back next week with another.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.